AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us. Davis, I know you're going to appreciate this. Got a text from Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Jim Wiesmeyer says the U.S. International Trade Commission ruled today against imposing tariffs on nitrogen fertilizers imported from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago.
I'll do you one better. This from NCGA President Chris Edgington, quote, "We have been sounding the alarms and telling the ITC commissioners the tariffs will drive up input prices to more even unaffordable levels for farmers and cripple our supply." He said, "I am so glad they listened." Good
Absolutely.
News here on fertilizers.
It is. That is big news. We'll have some details on that for you this afternoon right here
you
on
bet.
AgriTalk. But right now, let's go ahead and bring in Alan Gray. Alan is the Land O'Lakes Chair in Food and Agribusiness at Purdue University. He's the Executive Director of Dial Ventures there at Purdue, and he joins us right now. Professor Gray, it's good to talk with you again.
Hey, Chip, how you doing?
We're doing real fine, real fine. So, Dial Ventures, what is Dial Ventures?
Yeah, Dial Ventures is a new startup essentially at Purdue University that is focused on building digital native startup companies to help the ag and food system digitize in places where we still need to work on that.
Okay. Now, help us out here. What does it mean to digitize the agri-food system?
Yeah. So think about it, Chip, simply as we're building software companies to help do things like improve our ability to monitor, measure, control food safety, or to help us with the big problems we have at farm level of getting the data from various pieces to talk to each other and then be able to use that better in an analytical fashion, right? So think of it as, at least for now, what we do is really kind of finding ways to build software that makes us more productive, effective, more efficient, more resilient, and more transparent across the industry.
And what exactly is Purdue's role in all of this, Alan? I mean, it seems unique for a university to be taking this on.
Yeah. So, you know, our primary role at Purdue is we run something called a fellows program. So we bring in six fellows every 6 months, people from the industry who are going to come in and work with us over this 6 month period, work with us and our industry partners to identify what those problems are in the industry where we could have a digital solution, and then go through a process where we come up with the right idea, the right business model, the right way to think about having a big impact in the industry that also has enough of a business interest to it to create a profitable business, right? And so our role is to bring the fellows together with the industry and facilitate that ideation process to create that potential for a new startup to have an impact in the industry.
Did you say you're doing that every 6 months?
That's right. Yeah, every 6 months we bring in a new set of fellows. And we do that, Chip, because we think of it as a forcing function. You know, what happens too often, particularly at a university level, is that we want to think about these ideas forever, and we just let them linger and linger and linger. What we're trying to do is say, look, we need to force, every 6 months we need to decide, do we have an idea that's useful for the industry and needs to be implemented, or do we need to move on to something else? So we sort of do that in these six-month cycles to make sure we're forcing towards something that's going to have real impact in the industry.
That's very cool. That is very cool. I mean, That is a timeline that is ambitious and can, generate some results. I love that you said, if it's not going to do us any good, let's move on to something else, but figure it out. Figure it out if it's going to help or not. In the on the site, you talk about startup studios. What is that?
Yeah, so the startup studio is a combination of an incubator where you incubate the ideas, right? An accelerator where you accelerate the company to its growth stages, and in our case, smart capital. That is, we have the industry investing capital in our studio to help then invest in the startup companies that we create. So if you start from industry, helps us with the incubation of the ideas to get to the best ideas we can, and then we use our industry partner, High Alpha Innovation out of Indianapolis, to help us with the acceleration part. That means we're going to take our founders, which are our fellows, founders in these companies, and we're going to surround them with marketing, legal, accounting, all the things that you have to worry about to run a startup, but that don't really create any value. And let our fellows instead focus on customers, understanding that customer problem, building out the product to really create a solution for it. That's what we call the acceleration piece. And then we're using our industry partners, investments in the from a money perspective, investing in these companies to give them an advantaged position to be able to grow rapidly, because our partners are invested and our partners tend to be our customers of these companies.
Do you have any of these projects in that accelerated process right now?
I do. Yep. We ran our first pilot in February. February to June was our 6-month cycle there, where we ran through this process. And coming out of that process, we had two companies that we pitched. One of them was dealing with migrant labor and the H-2A labor process. Very complicated. The business that came out of that, you can think of it sort of like TurboTax for labor. I can't really tell you much more about it than that. It's kind of in a silent phase at the moment, but we'll be announcing that here in the next couple of days. The other one is sort of a CRM, or a customer relationship management software, for farmers to be able to manage their landowner relationships. That one we didn't fund, but it's going to go back through the cycle, and we're going to continue to refine the idea because we think it has a lot of merit moving forward. So good news is, Chip, we did this in February. We ran through our pilot, say, can we make this work? You know, at the university, we're mostly about theories, but I'm not. We want to put these theories in practice and say, do they work? They've worked. We've got a company already out of it. This H-2A labor company is going to be a really exciting thing that's happening for us in the industry. Increasingly important to deal with this problem of labor and how do we manage that effectively.
Yeah.
And what's really a quite complicated government system. And so I'm really excited about where we're going with that one.
This whole thing is high energy, Alan. This is exciting, man.
Yeah, we're loving it. It's moving really quickly. We have a lot of industry folks that are really interested in what we're doing, really coming to the table to say, hey, let us help you think about what these right problems are, and let's see if we can't create companies that can have a real impact. It's a lot of
fantastic fun
from a university perspective to be able to say we can do these things.
Fantastic. Alan, thanks so much. We'll learn more about it. Just head on over to dialventures.org, I believe.
Com.